Welcome to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio, where our vision is to build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us this morning for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is our senior pastor, Fred Gillenwater, with today's message.
The truth be told for the saving of souls.
So let's look at our vision. We're in this series probably the whole year talking about the heart. Because the heart is it's just everything. And so, you know, God's speaking to us about our hearts. A heart left unattended is at war with God. We're going to be the church that gives our hearts attention, right? Because that's the ones who's going to, the gates of hell are not going to prevail against. To build a people who are established in God's word, advancing his kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. This is our scripture, Proverbs 17:3. We've been talking about how we're being tested. And so the heart is always being tested. And so that's, I want you to take a look at this. The refining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tests the hearts. Father, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for this privilege and opportunity to gather today in your name, Jesus, because your name is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, of those in heaven, of those on earth, and of those under the earth, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. You are Lord. We thank you, Lord. We're going to confess you now. You are Lord, and we come to you, and we need you desperately in this time and this hour. So, Father, we pray that you would speak to us and give us a word, Lord, that helps us on this journey and assists us with your power and your presence. We need you, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. All right. So, we've been looking at our hearts being tested. And last week, remember, we talked about how insecurity is pride. So God is testing our hearts about where our security is. He wants our security to be in Him. And our quarantine and all that's going on, I think this is kind of like a little of a test. God didn't create all this, but He allowed it to see where the church is. And our security needs to be in God. Remember, security is the insecurity is the root. Is the root of pride. It's the root of pride. Insecurity. So, and remember, we talked about how when Jesus was tempted, and we talked about temptation. And so, it says in 1 Corinthians 10:13, it says, no temptation is such as common to man, but God is faithful. Will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with that temptation will make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. So now he's saying there's no temptation that we're going to face in life. No temptation such as common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with that temptation will make a way of escape. Remember the word temptation. The word temptation means trial or test. So there's no trial or test. No trial or test. We're all in a trial. We're all going through trial, all of us. There's no trial or test. We're all going through test. There's no trial or test such as common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tried or tested beyond what you're able, but with the trial or test will make a way of escape that you may be able to bear. So, that's a promise from God. And so he says, remember when Jesus was in the wilderness and Satan came in Matthew chapter 4 and tempted Jesus. And he said, if you are the Son of God, he got him to question his identity, if you are the Son of God. And what was Jesus' response? Man does not live by bread alone. It is written, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. He quoted the word of God. He held on to what his father said, the word of God. You see that? In the temptation. And that's the way we're supposed to respond to any temptation. We're to be clinging to what he has said about us and what he says for us over what our situation's saying, over what our circumstances are saying. We're gonna cling to what God is saying about us, about our identity. You see that? And that way we will be secure. See that? Secure. So, and then what else did I say? Two ways to maintain your security is to know who you are and what God says about you, and then remember where you came from. Remember where you came from. I know what I used to be like. I used to be someone trying to please everybody. When I was drinking beer in sixth grade, getting drunk in the shed across the street with the Harold boys. I think they might even be watching. Hey, Mike and Tom, how you doing? They told me they watch. So maybe they're watching today. But we used to drink beer in sixth grade. I didn't know who I was because of the pain and hurt I had gone through. Folks, I'm telling you, fear is ugly. And the fear, you know what? Most fear is rooted in self. It's rooted in pride. It's rooted in insecurity. Remember, pride is rooted in insecurity. Fear is rooted in insecurity. See this? Now listen to me. So we're going to talk today about insecurity, but we're going to look at it from another point, and it's the fear of rejection. The fear of rejection. See, when you have a fear of rejection, you're always protecting yourself. You're always protecting yourself. You can have this appearance. Looks like you got it all together. You might have two cars and two new cars. Nice house, everything in order. Everything spotless in order, everything looking. But if you live in the fear of rejection, it's going to control your life. And it will keep you out of God's will for your life. I'm just trying to help you understand the weight of the fear of rejection. So, I had it and still fight it sometimes. We're all going to fight it. But when you identify it and you begin to let God's word heal you, it dissipates. You see, addiction, all that, you're trying to medicate your own pain. You're trying to solve your problem the way you think other people are. You see other people, alcoholics, drug addicts, all these things. All this stuff comes out of, its root is in pain, and you trying to cover your own self, protecting yourself. Okay. Now, Jesus, if anybody ever understood rejection, Jesus did. So, when Jesus was on the cross, he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? The one he was in fellowship with for all eternity. Now, when he's on the cross, because he took on all our sin. He took it all on the cross. He was forsaken. Jesus was forsaken on the cross. And he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? At that moment, he was rejected by the one who was he was always in fellowship with and loved more than anything on the planet or on the, in the world. Now, God turned his back on him for you and me. But then on the third day, he rose again. See that? He was resurrected. Now, think about this. His rejection was once for all, so that he, listen, so that he will never, never reject you. You, when you're accepted by Jesus, you will never be rejected by God again. Are you listening to me? Are you catching this? When we put our faith in Jesus, we are accepted forever. And that's what we're trying to understand and grow our faith in and walk in. Because he is our creator, and he is who we're walking in faith for is Jesus. Now, rejection never stopped Jesus from accomplishing his destiny. You see that? Rejection never stopped Jesus from fulfilling his destiny. Remember, what's our destiny? To whom he foreknew, Romans 8:29, to whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son. We've all have all our destiny is, everyone, everybody on the planet, God had this plan in place, that their destiny is to be conformed to the image of Christ. You see that? And that's why it's so important that we share our faith and reach out to people to come to know Christ. Because everybody's got that call on their life. They're just not answering it. Now, so, here's what happens. The devil uses rejection, to control us and keep us from accomplishing God's will. You see that? The devil uses rejection to control us, and to accomplish his will and keep us from God's will. And that's what happens. Here, think about this. A lot of people weren't raised up in a word church and a family that honors God by fulfilling his will. There's rejection there. Remember, you can grow up with two new cars in the driveway and your house all perfect, but there's rejection there. See? And see, this is the idea. Our pride will try to cover that rejection, and our pride tries to protect itself all the time. This is what I'm trying to help us see. Now listen to me. When we were created by a loving God. By a loving God. 1 John 4:8 says, God is love. Say that with me. God is love. He doesn't love. He is love. So now, love created us. So now think about this. We were created by a loving God to love him and to love other people, others. We were created by love to love. So, when someone asked Jesus, the lawyer asked Jesus, what's the greatest commandment? He said, you should love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Matthew 22:37-39. You don't have to go there. But that's where he said that. All is fulfilled. Everything is fulfilled in God's will in those two commandments. In other words, if we live to love God and love each other, we have done everything that God asks of us. We are fulfilling his will here now. If love, listen to me, if love is our greatest need, love is everybody's greatest need. What is our greatest fear? What is our greatest fear? If love is our greatest need, what is our greatest fear? Rejection. 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 Most people fear rejection more than anything else. On the list of fears, public speaking is the number one. Public speaking. You know why? Public speaking terrifies people. You know why it terrifies people? Because you're risking mass rejection. You're not risking just rejection from one person. You're risking rejection from lots of people. That's good English, isn't it? I wanted to say, I want you to be listening. A whole lot of folks. Are you with me? Are you with me? Now, rejection is also our greatest scar and our greatest pain. You listen to me? I remember the guys I was in that shed with drinking in sixth grade. All of them was from their parents got divorced. I had the issue with the going. All of us had that going on. Pain in our lives. If you look at your life, if you look at your life and examine yourself, the most pain you've ever gone through, I would be willing to say it would be rejection. Not the car accident, not what somebody said, but rejection. You hearing this? It hurts more than anything else. Pain comes from rejection in your past. In your past. Listen, rejection is the devil's number one control point in our lives. When we are controlled by the spirit of fear of rejection, you begin to carry a spirit of the fear of rejection. You carry that with you. And this is common for those of us who have suffered a lot of rejection in our lives. This is common to carry a spirit of fear of rejection. The spirit of fear of rejection is dangerous because it takes advantage of our need for love. It takes advantage of our need for love and gives Satan, it gives the devil, Satan, an advantage in our lives. And when we don't understand it, we yield to that fear of rejection, and that gives him permission. Permission. Personal. You give him a personal mission in your life to do a destructive work. His mission is to kill, steal, and destroy. You give him permission inside you to begin this destructive work in your life when you don't understand the spirit of fear of rejection. Listen to me. You give him permission. And he assists you in your decisions and the way you treat people. He comes and helps you how to treat people. That's why people get hurt. People have been done wrong. They want to get them back. That's not in God's economy. That's not in God's kingdom. That's outside the will of God. That's in the devil's mission. Now listen, and whether or not we will do God's will is based on how we're treating people. Are you going to do God's will and how you're responding to people? Even in this quarantine, how are you responding to your spouse? How are you responding to your children? How are you responding to your neighbors? How your response? Where's your response? All that is being tested. Now listen, here's what happens. We want to avoid the risk of rejection. Anybody ever done that? Why? because of the pain in the past. We often make this vow, no one will ever hurt me again. Folks, listen to me. If you have that, no one is ever going to hurt me again. That's the fear of rejection. That's the fear of rejection. You can't be in a relationship and not pose the fear of rejection. There's always going to be a risk. It always poses a risk. Every relationship. See, people avoid being in relationship with people out of fear of not of getting hurt. Let me give you an answer, a clue to that one. God can't use you. If you're running around trying to protect yourself from being hurt, He can't use you and He won't. I'm not talking about being ignorant and stupid and opening yourself up to abusive people. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about always protecting yourself and keeping yourself arm's length from being in relationship with people because you're trying to protect yourself. All relationships, every relationship poses a risk. If you got a love relationship with God and it's strong, you can risk loving people because you know you're loved. Psalms 91 says, because you've set your love on me, says the Lord, I will deliver you. I will set you on high because you have known my name. When you call upon me, I will answer. I will be with you in trouble. I will deliver you and honor you. With long life, I will satisfy you and show you my salvation. He's going to make it clear to you. That love He has is more powerful than anything on this planet. Jesus had 12 disciples, and one of them betrayed Him. In Matthew 26:50, Jesus called the one that betrayed Him. He knew he was going to betray him. Called him friend. Friend. Now, Jesus has a lesson for us on how to treat people. Huh? He called him friend. Jesus did not close his heart to the one he knew who would betray him. We cannot live like Jesus if all we do is seek to eliminate risks in our hearts, in our relationships with people. Some people will reject you so they don't get rejected themselves. They have this preemptive thing going. They're going to reject you before you can reject me. That's one of the causes of divorce, probably the highest causes of divorce. I'm going to reject you before you reject me. And in that rejection, they're protecting a pain from the past. They don't understand God's wisdom and His love. Listen, they believe that being the rejecter will keep them from being hurt and rejected again. There's some of you out there that operate in that. Another form of the fear of rejection is avoidance. It's avoidance of commitment. People don't want to make commitments. People live together more than unbelievable today. It's a fear of rejection. And they don't want to be committed. I'm going to tell you, you young people, if you're listening to me, don't you think about letting a man or a girl touch you physically without a marriage certificate and being married. Anything outside of that will destroy you. We're going to elaborate on that. I'm just trying to help you out a little bit. I know I got a little, but you understand? I've seen too much. Here's the lie. If I never commit, I can't be hurt because I didn't give them my heart. See, that's a lie. We avoid rejection by conforming to our environment instead of being ourselves. And that's what we do. That's because we don't want to be rejected. This type of person, when they get around liberal people, they become liberal. When they get around conservative people, they become conservative. That's unhealthy. James says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Not some of them, all of them. We need to be a person that is willing to stand up and speak. And speak what we believe. No matter who's around us, no matter what they're saying. You need to be able to speak it. Just like Sarah Jean was talking, I'm going to prophesy. Now, in the situation, I'm going to speak. You need to be able to speak what you believe. Now, anger is a big problem. It's always protecting the fear of rejection. Anger. But here's the thing. When it gets darker in the world, the church, not going to church and 3 points in a poem, the church gets brighter, shining, no matter how dark it gets in our world system. Listen, anger is something that's always trying to defend itself. God gave us anger. Anger is a passion. It's an emotion. It's okay to be angry. He says, be angry and do not sin. You get angry at what? Anything that interferes with the love of God and towards people and loving, that's what you get angry at. You get angry at what God gets, what God hates. You get angry at that. I get angry at the pride in me that tries to rise up. I get angry. Oh, I want that out. And you stay angry, you think you're superior to them. You put yourself above them. You think, well, I would never do that to anybody. Yes, you would. You probably have and got away with it. But you're thinking, I would never do that. And so you stay angry. You see, God is the only one. God is the only one who occupies that position of holiness because he's on the high ground. He's the only one. He's the only one that would never do that to you. So he's the only one that can judge the person who's done it to you. All right. When you are loved and you feel loved, you will fight. You will fight to live. That's why I like MMA fighting. There's a fight on that in that ring. Are you with me? I'm going to fight. I know God loves me. But it's a basic principle of the kingdom of God. When you know you're loved, you will fight to live. And you'll fight to do what's right. When you know you're loved. Am I making sense?
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now.
Been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio, 45365. Our service times are Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com. or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.